from both sides. But that's why this team is number one on the planet. Australia could not give any more.
Joining us on the phone right now, it's a good day for you as a guest co-host, Andrew.
Yep.
Because we've got the voice of a rugby union, his name, Gordon Bray. How are you, Gordon?
Very well, thanks, Bryce. Yeah, and Andrew, good to be with you.
Yeah, now Andrew's actually filling in as a guest co-host because my normal co-host is away. And not the biggest sports fan, but lucky I am. And I'm pumped for tomorrow night, the first Bledisloe Cup match between the mighty Wallabies and that other team across the ditch, the All Blacks.
They're pretty good, those guys. You've got to say, it's a rematch of the World Cup final from Twickenham last year. And although New Zealand in the end won the game pretty comprehensively, Australia was close with 15 minutes to go. So Australia's picked pretty well the team that took on New Zealand back in November with the overseas players coming back. And they're really pumped for this one, guys. They've had a fantastic preparation.
Now, they also have a good track record at Homebush in Sydney. And as you just mentioned, they've got the starting halves going tomorrow night. Bernard Foley and Will Genia from the World Cup final. Surely they're going to be pumped to reverse that result from the World Cup.
The first test match at the Olympic Stadium was played back in 1999. And Australia's record, as you say, is very good against the All Blacks there. It's 1-7, lost 7 and 1 draw. So the scales are absolutely balanced at the moment. And the All Blacks haven't won here since 2013. People forget Australia won this game last year. So they're up for it. And as good as New Zealand is, they've lost a massive 500-plus test caps with the retirements of Richie McCaw, Dan Carter, Conrad Smith, Maha Nonu, and, of course, the injury to Sonny Bill Williams. All of those people I've mentioned, you know, have done real damage to the Wallabies in the past. So it's a great opportunity for the Wallabies, and they know it.
Now, Michael Checker has named an experienced squad for the match tomorrow night. Do you think he sees this series as an opportunity to, I guess, kind of get a bit of a form reversal? And, of course, we've got some big games coming up through the rest of the year and early next year as well. Do you reckon this is his chance to sort of get a leg up on the rest of the world?
Yeah, definitely. Australia's coming off the whitewash against England. Checker's old Randwick teammate, Eddie Jones, now in charge of the England team. He had a bit of a picnic out here in the media, and it was a very good England performance. But Australia a little underdone. As I say, they've had this four-week preparation this time. And we've also pulled in a bloke called Michael Byrne. Now, he was a former champion ruckman with Hawthorn. He won a flag with Hawthorn, but he's been the skills coach for the All Blacks for about 11 years. But we've managed to poach him, and he is a sensational acquisition for the Wallabies. You'll see a bit of his influence, I'm sure. So things are looking up, and Checker desperately, he's hurting. The Wallabies are hurting, desperately wants to turn things around tomorrow night.
What do you think about the two coaches having a war on words?
I like it. Oh, there should be more of it. I mean, Checker actually was very silent when Eddie Jones was here with the England team. It was one-way traffic. And even Steve Hansen came out and said Eddie Jones was bullied, or Eddie Jones bullied Michael Checker in the media, and that showed on the field. So that was a little bit like kicking someone when they were down. Checker privately did not enjoy that comment. So he's fired back. There have been salvos both ways. And it's good. It's all part of the traditional Bledisloe build-up.
Have you ever been involved in a bit of banter with your counterparts across the ditch, as in the New Zealand commentators?
I'm always very wary of that sort of stuff.
Why? Why not get involved with it, Gordon?
It can come back and bite you. But now, if you've got to remember, back in the Rod McQueen era, the All Blacks couldn't beat us. So I delighted in making that point to them. So there was a run of about 3 or 4 years there where Australia downed the All Blacks in close games. Johnny Eales, you know, kicking that goal in Wellington to clinch the Bledisloe Cup. And in that Larkham Gregan era, they were a great Australian team. Rod McQueen, a great Australian coach, and the All Blacks did it very tough. So they're the moments where you can, you know, take your pot shots. But not when you're down and under the pump at the moment. Winners are grinners. If we can get across the line in first place, then I might have a go at them.
Absolutely. Why not take the mickey while you can? Now, I've got to ask you before we let you go, Gordon. The defection of plays from rugby league to rugby union could be a reversal in the coming years if you read some recent reports of union players looking at coming across to play in the NRL. What are your thoughts about players that are code hoppers?
Yeah, look, I don't have a problem there. I think it's probably going to be more rugby's way, to be honest. I think there are more players now, NRL players, Roners, come across to play with the Western Force, and there's so much money on offer in rugby when you look at Japan and also France and Europe.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to see a lot more players coming across to rugby from rugby, you know, from rugby league. So I see that as a positive. And you know, when you see someone like Israel Folau, who you know, wanted to come back from Aussie rules to rugby union, it was a new challenge for him, and he's certainly led the way. Jared Hayne, I think, had a very good look at it, but the problem with him is that you know, he'd already played for Fiji, so he couldn't play for Australia. But
yeah,
if he'd have been eligible for Australia, I would have seen him coming back into Wallaby colours in the near future, but that, obviously that's not going to happen.
Yeah, how do you think he actually would have gone in a Wallabies jersey should he have been given the chance and the opportunity?
Well, the regulations are that once you play for another nation, you can't.
Yeah.
So it was hard and fast. But it's a shame because Jared Hayne would have been a fantastic draw card. And although I rate Izzy Folau up there above him as probably our best ever code hopper, certainly Jared Hayne is going to set the world on fire in rugby league.
Yeah, no, he's done a good job so far. Well, thank you for having a chat this morning, Gordon Bray. Of course, if you want to check out all the action of the Bledisloe Cup in Sydney, you can catch it on Win tomorrow night from 7 o'clock. Gordon Bray, have a good call.
Thanks, Bryce, and thanks, Andrew. Yeah, go the Wallabies. Here we go. Bryce and Trace on Hits 939.